Here we are with Brendan Ellis of Ingles, a third place finisher, 1600 meter run, and it's getting pretty warm down on the track here this afternoon. But how did you feel like your race was?
I felt pretty good for the first two laps, and then I felt the dinner we had last night kind of start to come back up, and it didn't feel great, but I finished as best as I could.
Is that one of your better runs this year?
Definitely not. I would have taken a few more that I ran earlier in the year to replace the one here today.
Just kind of tough there. You guys were fighting there for a while there and just kind of fell back there at the end and just kind of a lot of energy zapped there and that sun coming bright on you.
Yeah. Evan is a really good competitor this year. He came out of nowhere from cross country, and him pushing like from the 2 mile yesterday morning to the mile today, he just goes out. He doesn't have any fear, and he just pushes everyone along with him.
You're two-time state medalist in the 1600, and you got the 800 and the 4x1 coming up?
Yes. Yep.
Man, not too many people can say they run the 3200 and the 4x1 at state meet.
Yeah, I went up to Salina a few days ago to kind of hang out with some of my future teammates next year, and I told them the events that I was doing here this year, and they kind of freaked out because of my range that I have. Because you don't see too many 4x1 and 3200-meter competitors.
You're going to be a coyote then, huh?
Yes.
Well, you're going to keep all your purple and gold from Ingles there for the purple and gold to K-Dub. Congratulations on a good start here at the meet.
Thank you.